Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. According to statistics from the Department of Education, 14% of South Dakota students have some kind of disability. That's 1 point higher than the national average of 13%. The state already employs 900 special education teachers to serve its 156 school districts, but that might not be enough. Lori Daly is chair of Augustana University's Education Department, and she joins us in the SDPB Sioux Falls studio now with more insight on the shortage of special ed educators and what Augie is doing to solve it. Welcome, Dr. Daly. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Tell us what the need is and how long has this sort of been a challenge in the nation and in South Dakota?
So the critical shortage of special educators is a problem that's actually decades old. It started even in the 80s, in the 1980s, that critical shortage lists that the federal government puts out about national areas of shortage, as well as state shortage areas, often reflect special education as a critical shortage area. So it's been a persistent problem across a long period of time.
All right. So how do you sort of begin meeting that need from Augustana? So help us understand a little bit about how it works. Like, what do teachers need to be able to do to qualify as a special education teacher? Because with this many kids with some kind of they're all different levels. It's in every classroom, there are kids who have special needs of some sort.
Right. So as you look at what South Dakota has done, even within the past couple of years in changing licensure requirements for special educators, they have opened it up and tried to give districts a little bit more flexibility, where there used to be kindergarten through 8 endorsement in special education and grades 7 through 12. They've actually combined it and made it a K-12 certification, a broader area of licensure to give especially superintendents in more rural districts more opportunity and flexibility to have teachers who are certified and prepared to teach young students with disabilities. And so that K-12 licensure is an approach that a lot of states have adopted, just opening up flexibility. Often the certification, that initial certification, is really about teaching students with more mild to moderate disabilities. And so that is the program that we offer at both the undergraduate level, and we're getting ready to launch our Masters of Arts in Special Education in fall of 2019 with two different areas of specialization initially, a K-12 option and an early childhood special ed option, another area of critical shortage. And within the next couple of years, we'll actually launch a third option, which is an autism specialist area of specialization. That autism specialist will have a BCBA focus, a board certified behavior analyst focus, which is to address the needs of the growing population of students with autism who we're seeing in special ed.
So one of the things that comes to mind when you mentioned the growing, just the knowledge that we have that maybe we didn't, and maybe teachers have had it this whole time, and the rest of us are just kind of catching up. I'm not sure, but it seems like there's a lot more information out there. There's new studies, new research. It's changing rapidly.
It is, and the complexion of our classrooms is changing rapidly as we've moved towards more inclusive models where students with disabilities aren't educated by someone else somewhere else in segregated environments, but they're included in the regular classroom with their typical peers. And so more and more states, like South Dakota, have programs where people are prepared as general ed teachers and special ed teachers at the same time, so that it may be that people who are getting certified in special ed are going to be general ed teachers, but they want to be better equipped to serve the students with disabilities who will be in their classrooms. And some of them are getting that certified so that they can particularly serve students with disabilities.
So already I'm thinking about the parents and the comfort level that they would have if they were sending a student to the school to know that's what the classroom teacher also had in his or her back pocket.
Absolutely.
As education and training.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it's something we recommend to a lot of our students who may not have been thinking about special ed before, so that they can think about developing more expertise in supporting student learning and behavior, so that they will be better equipped to meet the needs
because
of the students.
Because how many of them and us and all of us are still thinking there's a separate place? So do you want to be a special ed teacher? And some students are thinking, well, no, I don't want to work in in this separate room. I want to be in a general. Well, yes, you are.
You're right. Yeah. You're going to be serving. Yeah. There are no classrooms where it's just garden variety students anymore.
Yeah. The most if there ever were, right?
If there ever were, absolutely right. Right.
All right. So let's talk about the master's program itself, because if you drive around Sioux Falls, you'll see the billboards up, you know, kind of reminding or letting people know the launch of this program. 2019 is the first cohort. Explain what that master's program, like, who are you trying to attract to this first cohort?
So we, like I said, we have two different areas of specialization. So we will be offering courses for people to pursue the K-12 option and become that they can get the endorsement in South Dakota to be able to teach in special ed. And we have the early childhood special ed option. So we're seeking to find candidates who are interested in both of those tracks. We'll launch a cohort, at least one cohort of each. Okay. We want to be responsive to need in the field. We anticipate there'll be a little bit higher need with K-12 than early childhood sped, just because there are more K-12 schools and programs that's serving more students. And so we're looking to serve people who have some background in education already as regular ed teachers, and we're not being selective about what areas they're coming in with their preparation, whether that's elementary or secondary, and then allowing teachers in South Dakota to pursue the endorsement and special education of their choosing.
And this is all online. Why, sort of the challenges and the opportunities of launching this as an online master's program.
So we have an existing online Master of Arts in Education program that we've been running since 2010. We have about 280 students who are enrolled in that program from all over the country, including people who are from South Dakota. And that has been such a successful program for, again, equipping people who are already have a background in education with a professional development master's degree to allow them to serve their students more effectively. So the online mode of delivery has been a very effective one for us in allowing us to provide accessible programming for people who are teaching in the field. Mm. We're serving adult learners who not only are often teaching full-time, but have families, have commitments outside. So having accessible programming where people don't have to drive to a campus, it was really important for us in terms of serving our students and meeting their needs.
Talk about the development phase a little bit at Augie and how you looked at that existing program and the success of that and said, now how do we plan this? Whose need are we meeting? There's sort of different certifications in different states, I'm guessing. So, or different licensures. How did you sort of get to the point where you said, we're ready to launch this? This is something that we can do that is going to serve the teachers and the students eventually.
So we have a partnership with an organization called Learner's Edge. Learner's Edge is out of Minneapolis and was a company that was developed actually by an Augustana graduate to provide continuing education for teachers. And so we have an existing partnership with our Master of Arts in Education program. We have a two-sided partnership with them for continuing ed courses and then courses within the master's degree. They do some of our marketing for us, and they have a national reach, more than Augustana does as a more regional university. And so we work with Learner's Edge, and we work with them even on the design and launch of the Master of Arts in Special Education. And that's been they've been a critical partner for us in thinking about design, delivery, marketing, and those kinds of things of the program. So working with them, looking at national standards for beginning special education, educators, looking at the Council for Exceptional Children Standards, which most state licensure programs for special ed, most of the state standards are actually built from the Council for Exceptional Children Standards. So we mapped our curriculum tightly to those standards so that students from other states would be able to take our courses and then work with their state departments of education to get licensed in their own states through alternative paths to licensure. And I can assure you that because special ed has been a critical shortage area for so many years, that all states have alternative paths to licensure for special education. So we had designed our program in a way that it should meet state licensure requirements in a number of states in the country.
One of the challenges of being a teacher is always the time that those individuals are pouring into their current classrooms and the work that they take home. But it's also pretty common for teachers to encourage one another to get advanced degrees and master's degrees. Talk to those teachers who are thinking about, like, oh, this sounds interesting, but they know how much work it's going to be. I mean, it's Augustana, it's a master's program, it's online, which means a lot of, that online communication. It's not light. It's not going to be a light load, and yet you would encourage folks to do it. Why?
Absolutely. I'm glad that you actually pointed that out, because sometimes there's a perception if a program is offered online that it's somehow less rigorous. Mm-hmm. And that is actually not true of our Master of Arts in Education program, nor will it be true of the Master of Arts in Special Education. So we've tried to communicate up front what the investment of time will be for people to be able to pursue this program that they can complete in less than 2 years. And we have 7-week courses, so they have intense periods of time where they're enrolled in courses in the fall and the spring. It's just one class at a time. And so we've tried to create it so that it's very practical, very applicable to they'll be able to turn around and use the research they're doing, the work they're doing, as they think about their roles as teachers or future special ed teachers. And so the online mechanism for delivery, because our courses are asynchronous, which means we don't make them come together even online at particular periods of time, gives the flexibility that people need to be able to work on their classes nights and weekends, early mornings when they have time.
And every personal experience I have had with taking online classes like that, one of the surprises to me as a student has always been, you're not in the room just having a conversation where you can kind of lurk in the background. There's an expectation to really read others' comments and sort of participate in that group, which creates that sort of group, that cohort
exactly
that you're really looking for.
And we have cohorts of 18 students, so we keep it small so that people can get to know each other through the program, which is a very important feature in terms of fostering community.
Yeah. What kind of investment, this is an investment, obviously there's a financial commitment, but when you look at the benefits of this investment for educators, how do you sort of explain that to folks to say, like, it's worth it, not only because you're going to get the knowledge that you want, but what can it do for educators' careers and their potential professional future?
So as you look at most district plans for advancement, it often involves doing additional coursework or degrees. So for some people, it's lane changes. They're actually wanting to do it for financial benefit. But we think beyond that, it has a powerful benefit in terms of fostering learning. We have, because we're serving adult learners in the Master of Arts in Education program and will be in the Master of Arts in Special Ed, these teachers are highly motivated to learn. This is the reality that they're living every day. They want to know more, so they're very motivated and engaged. And I think they enjoy not only the learning, the assignments and the readings and things like that they're doing, but also the development that they're fostering as teacher scholars, as they're writing across time and getting to know each other, hearing perspectives of different teachers from different states. I think that's a value added, just knowing what's happening around the country.
All right. So where do people find out more about applying and joining the program?
So online would be the best place to go.
Start there.
to go to the website and learn all about the program.